taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available. And University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know that your health matters. I'm Dr. Richard Friend, and today we welcome Dr. Pamela Payne Foster, a professor of community medicine and population health at UA's College of Community Health Sciences. Dr. Payne Foster conducts research on HIV and acquired immune deficiency syndrome and tells us that while much has improved for those living with the disease, there are still too many people getting acquired immune deficiency syndrome and not getting treatment, particularly in the rural Deep South. Welcome to Health Matters with your host, Mike Royer.
Welcome back to another section of Health Matters. Our guest today is Dr. Pamela Payne Foster. Dr. Foster, good to see you again.
Good to see you again.
Dr. Foster, of course, is a professor and deputy director of community outreach, community medicine, and population health with the Institute for Rural Health Research. You deal with a lot of things and a lot of folks, but you have focused on and been involved for some time with HIV and AIDS.
I have.
Something
I have.
We first heard about, it's hard to believe, 32 years ago, 1988 was the first time they celebrated
World AIDS Day.
World AIDS Day.
Remember, 81 was when we saw the first cases. So almost four decades.
I'm old enough to remember the fear that spread across the country and around the world. Rightly so, it prompted all of us to act differently, be a little more cognizant of other people's issues, and it challenged medical people like yourself to see what you could do for outreach, for research, for vaccinations,
right,
and that. We've come a long way, haven't we?
A long way. Remember, we didn't know what it was, what the virus was. We had to first find out what the virus was in order to get treatments. And I'm telling you, the fear sort of parallels what's happening with coronavirus in some ways.
It is similar. A lot of money has gone into the research. Just strictly medically speaking, where are we in relation to advancements, saving lives, prolonging lives than we were, let's say, 25 or 30 years ago?
Oh, much more advanced because we do have better treatments. People are living longer who have been diagnosed with HIV. But we still have pockets of populations that are still being affected disproportionately, for example, African Americans and actually the Deep South. Remember, Mike, when it first came out, it was in large cities like San Francisco, New York.
Yeah.
Were the epicenters, but the epicenters moved down to the south now, and it's not just large cities, it's rural areas as well. So we're really concerned about ending the epidemic. There's a national plan. This last administration, Obama started a national plan, and then Trump endorsed another one. We know that we have not diagnosed everybody. Unless we diagnose everybody that has the disease, we can't treat them. So a big push to get people tested.
You shared with me the first several years of the AIDS outbreak. It mostly seemed to focus on white males, and that has shifted more to black males, you tell me.
That's correct.
Unfortunately, it's because, in your opinion, like other diseases, lack of immediate health care, checkups, diagnosis, and that sort of thing. Is that what you're fighting?
And I remember it was white gay men, so I want to emphasize that. It wasn't white heterosexual men, it was gay men. That community actually did a really good job on preventing and getting the message out to their communities on how to prevent the disease. Remember, this is a little different from coronavirus. It's not airborne.
Mm-hmm.
It's sexually transmitted, bloodborne, so IV drug use. So, but they did a good job of getting that message on how to prevent HIV to their communities. We still have a long way to go with getting that message out to our communities. And you know what, Mike? Some of it is because some people still are operating on that old knowledge. So if I go and talk to people in the African-American community and say, you're at risk for HIV, they said, no, I'm not white and I'm not gay. So those are some of the issues. They're really social behavioral issues that we really have to deal with.
I am white and I happen to be straight. Mm-hmm. So I don't completely understand the stigma, but to a white male or a black male.
Definitely a black male.
Especially in a smaller community, maybe a very strong church community.
Very much so.
There's still a stigma that prevents them from coming out and asking for help sometimes.
Most definitely. That's really my research. Because I could go and talk to a young man, black male, and say, are you gay? And he'll say no.
Of course.
And then I'll say, are you having sex with other men? He'll say yes.
Oh.
So it's really not the title or the label that we want to focus on. We want to focus on behaviors. So if you look at some of the data we talk about behaviors, men having sex with men.
And safe sexual practices is still the prevention. Is that right?
That, IV drug use, okay. IV drug use, and also, you know, the opioid addiction issue, some of that is tied in with IV drug use. So we've actually seen some outbreaks in some white communities, for example, in Indiana, your old home state. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We had some outbreaks of HIV in those areas. So there's a multi-level approach we're trying to really get at, testing, treatment, because we do have better drugs, but we find that, sometimes people will get on the medicines and get off of them. So we really have to do a sustained effort, because one of the things we have learned over those decades, Mike, is that U equals U. So if they can get on their treatment and get their viral load down to undetectable, that means they won't be able to transmit it to anybody. So it's untransmittable. So that's science we've learned, and we've really been pushing the treatment. And now we even have preventive treatment called PrEP. Pre-prophylaxis treatment. So, for example, if somebody is a spouse of a person who's HIV positive, they're negative, we can give them medicine. They can take a pill every day to keep them negative. Yes. So that's what we're really pushing. Yeah.
That's an important thing and good to know.
Yes.
You're wearing a lapel pin today that is the AIDS ribbon to remind us and make us more aware. Are we doing a better job of everybody, whether they're black, white, straight, gay, whatever they are we doing a better job of awareness and fighting the stigma and instead working to help people? Are we making progress with that?
We're making progress. I say we still have a long way to go. I mean, that's really the importance of World AIDS Day, to be aware that we still have a problem. It hasn't gone away. But we also want to support the people who are living with HIV. There is a lot of stigma attached to it, but it's now become a chronic disease. So the people are living over 50. With it, they're more likely to die of some other chronic disease than the HIV if they really stay on their meds. So really supporting people who are HIV positive, but also remembering those who have died. There have been a lot of Americans that have died of HIV, really all over the world, because remember, this is World AIDS Day.
Sure, sure.
So it's still a global issue.
It's good that we have a World AIDS Day, but we need to be cognizant of this and try to support others every day of the year.
Yes.
Correct. How can people get more information, current good medical information? Where can they go to access that?
Well, really, the Alabama Department of Public Health. And I do want to emphasize that, remember I told you the hot spot now is the South, deep South. Alabama is right in there with the statistics. One of the statistics is blacks make up 27% of the population, but they make up 70% of new cases in 2018. Mm. So really, adph.org. And CDC. CDC has a wealth of information about HIV, and particularly on special populations.
It's such a complicated subject, and it's such an important subject. We could talk to you a long, long time.
Yes.
But you've given us a lot of good information today. We'll encourage everyone to go to those sites and reach out to support people they care about.
Thank you so much
for your time today, Doctor.
Thank you.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit umc.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, and Demopolis.